Matt Rife is here.
Finally.
Matt Rife is here. And I'm just going to start off on a very weird note.
Go for it.
We know each other a bit. Mm-hmm. We're not close enough to do what I'm about to do.
Oh, boy.
Which is, maybe you can help me with this. I just took a pregnancy test, for real. And...
is it mine?
And it's Matt's, and that's final. Jerry Springer just died. I'm taking over. You're the dad.
I get one bit of success, and they try to take you down.
Do you know what this is? Okay,
you're supposed to.
I haven't taken a lot of pregnancy tests in my day. In fact, like almost none. I did pee on it, so don't look at the.
So
pee
do you
part.
Have COVID or no? Like what's?
It normally it would say pregnant or not pregnant. It's just a picture of a book. It's like, bitch, read a book before you have a kid. Do you see that?
Yeah.
There's a book on it.
I'm very confused.
It's like, bitch, you need the Bible. I think it's a picture of the Bible. It's supposed
Does
to say,
it say on the manual?
Yeah, like, it's supposed to just say pregnant or not pregnant. I didn't really read the manual, which probably means I shouldn't have a kid in any capacity. Do you know what the book means?
Get ready to tell goodnight stories. I don't bedtime story. I don't know. That's such a mixed message.
Isn't that kind of wild?
I mean, you should get your money back. Are you gonna take another one?
I don't know, but not this brand.
Should you take it right now?
I don't need to be yelled at. I don't need to be told, bitch, you're illiterate and you can't read either.
Is this your first pregnancy test?
I just started feeling, okay, I think that when I put weight on, I'm like, must be pregnant. Haven't had sex in months, but definitely pregnant.
You haven't been dumped in recently.
I haven't.
I know, that's kind of the worst way you could say that, but I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, I have, and well, this is actually, this is something that I want to start talking with you about, and if you don't want to talk about it, we'll cut it out.
Okay.
Maybe. I'm dating a younger guy.
How young?
He's 11 years younger than me, which is your thing.
Do you want me to do math right now? How old are you?
40.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's older than I am. Sorry. You're 40?
You're
for real?
You're touring now. You're going to look 65 in no time. And I cannot
wait. Oh, you mean it? Oh my God.
Wait. You're going to have gray hair in 20 minutes.
Stop. I might get a beard someday and I might get hot. Who knows?
I've been many men's beards. I'll be your beard.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever asked of me.
Anytime.
Wow. Oh, so he's 20 now. Where did you meet him? Are you allowed to say?
At a show.
That's how it always happens.
Is it?
Did he approach you?
He came to a couple shows and would kind of like hover, and I thought he was like a Romanian orphan.
He's Romanian.
No, but I thought he was. His eyes are not close together. His eyes are like definitely running away from each other.
Are they wonky?
Yeah, spooky at best.
Okay, Willy Wonk guy. now, did he come with like a group of people that you knew were coming, or he just happened
Dead
to be
solo?
That's scary.
Yeah, no, I mean,
did you invite him to the shows?
Wait, may I? Well, I post about it. I don't send evites out to people to come to shows. This is a public event.
Okay.
I'm not, but here, but this is, everyone's like, that's so creepy. Why, if a man comes to a woman's comedy show or thinks she's funny, we immediately decide he's a serial killer?
Something about a guy going, I mean, even if a guy goes to a grown man's comedy show by himself, it's a little bit creepy. But to go by yourself and go, I'm going to nuzzle into my seat by myself and just.
But watch this woman emasculate Matt. Like,
yeah, that's a certain fetish.
But let me ask you, if you see a girl on a podcast or on or something that you like, and she was a performer, okay.
I would DM her.
If you wanted to shoot your shot, but
I wouldn't just show up.
I don't look through my DMs. It's just fucking, I can't really look through a bag Surely of dicks every morning. No, who am I going to hire to be like, hey, can you look Hold at on. All the dicks in my DMs?
So after he came to multiple shows, did he just approach you in one of the hallways or something?
No, like, he just was kind of like, bring me like kind of a gift that was very, like a really deep cut.
This didn't alarm you at all.
Mm-mm. I've spent the last 15 years in the Comedy Store hallway with comedians. You think anything scares me at this point, Matthew?
I guess that's true. As long as he didn't pull his dick out, I guess it's not like the worst thing that has happened in the comedy community.
I think it's funny when guys pull their dicks out. Sorry.
I'll stop doing that.
I'm not terrified. But that's just me. I'm a female. Like, I think it's funny.
Hmm.
I love dick pics. I think it's funny when guys
really?
Pull their dicks out.
Really? Is your airdrop on? Wow. Perfect.
You just drove to my house. You of all people know there's no Wi-Fi here.
Oh, I'm on it. Oh, I'm on it. I'll mail it to you.
Thank you for coming in. I feel like we know each other kind of.
Yeah.
I feel like comics, like, you kind of instantly really know each other very well, even though you don't. But
we started to work together during, like, the pandemic outdoor shows. Yeah. And you're always very sweet, and I can't thank you enough for coming to do those.
This is how you know I like you. I drove to Venice to do your show.
Oh, my God. It was a nightmare. Thank you. Agree. Thank you for suffering. Agree.
And, no, because I remember it was the first time I had a Topo Chico.
I don't even think I've had a Topo Chico.
What?
Is that sparkling water?
Yeah, from Mexico.
I don't drink sparkling water.
Okay, I've been with you for the last 20 minutes. He doesn't drink caffeine. He doesn't drink sparkling water. Mm-hmm. Next, what? You don't drink cum? What's next?
I mean, maybe I'll gargle it a little bit, but I'm not going to swallow like a monster.
How did you get all these followers?
The only thing worse than cum, I think, is Evian water. Evian's fucking disgusting.
Wait, that is so weird that you say that, because I've always thought it had a flavor.
It's gross.
But if a girl says that, you're nuts. If a guy says that, you're like, that's true.
No, no. If anybody can back me up on Evian water tastes like an old person, put it in their mouth and, and put it right back in
it
the bottle.
Like,
it's disgusting.
It's ashy.
Ashy.
It's ashy water.
Wow, I never thought of it like that.
It does come from the Alps of Switzerland. I mean, all water
does
is just
it?
I don't. Where, what's your preferred water?
Like a Fiji water.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or whoever wants to sponsor my shows. Do you do energy drinks?
Well, I'm kind of into this Monster energy drink.
Really?
I love that as a society we just.
Do you have to say this?
No, actually. Okay, okay. No, no. But I do. Juneshine is I do love and kill. What June Liquid Death? Shine. What am I saying? My favorite water is Liquid Death. It's supposed to be on this desk right now. Where
wow.
is it? Pat.
And
Pat. I love that as a society we just started saying taurine.
What's taurine?
Taurine is what's in Red Bull and in this stuff, taurine. It'll say like extra taurine.
What is it though?
Taurine is, well, okay, so you have no caffeine in your life.
A little bit of green tea, but that's about it.
Okay, tell me, I need to know, what do you?
I have horrific insomnia. So if I have any caffeine on top of that, I won't sleep for like a year.
Yeah, I also, that's why you get a horrific Lunesta addiction.
Is that, like Lunesta
me.
Works?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, it. I don't really take it anymore. I used to have same insomnia. Have you gone to someone about it or?
Yes, I went to two sleep doctors. You know what these motherfuckers told me?
There's no
me?
Such thing as a sleep doctor.
My
so
thoughts
you,
exactly.
So you went to their apartment.
I went to their apartment, slept with them. Check. Yeah. They said they were a doctor.
This is a sleep doctor / acting teacher in LA. Matt and I don't know each other that well, but I just discovered that I really like him as a person. You have this thing that I think I have too in the beginning where people are surprised how much they like me when they meet me.
Oh, thank God.
It's a weird compliment.
Yeah, I think people expect me to be a douchebag, probably.
Well, no, they're just like, it's just simple. They're like, he's really handsome. He's probably an arrogant dick. And then you're super humble and cool. And there's a reason you are who you are. But
well,
like,
because I was ugly for so long.
Or
yeah.
People want to hate you because they're just like, there's got to be something wrong with this guy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure this was the majority of your career.
Yeah, I think so. Or maybe it's just my stand-up misled people because I was so cunty, I think, for so long in
no,
my stand-up.
No, I think it's because you're hot and funny.
Thank
and
you
a
so
woman.
Much.
It's like three
it's
things.
It's been a pleasure. You can head out. We got what we needed.
Absolutely. Off to another sleep doctor. Fantastic.
Sleep doctor. So is Dr. Cosby?
Oh, God, I wish. I might have actually got some solutions. One tried to sell me a light, and the other person...
Like a fleshlight?
No, like a UV light that was supposed to like help me wake up at like it was supposed to emulate sunlight basically. Because to piggyback on the other doctor, they both basically were like, you don't need any medication, you don't need anything like that, you don't need any help. What you need is a proficient sleep schedule. I go, do you realize that will never happen for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
We work till what, sometimes 2 a.m.
Yep.
And then we have such an adrenaline high. We come home, we try to relax a little bit. We fall asleep around 4 or 5.
You got
to
go through your tags.
Go through your tags, absolutely. Maybe you smoke a little bit, whatever your vice is at the end of the night.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have to be up at, what, 10 a.m. for meetings, auditions, whatever it may be. There's no time to, like, act. And then you have to travel.
Yeah.
And you fly out of LAX to go to the East Coast. You're getting up at 3 a.m. to catch a 5 a.m. flight.
Yeah.
I can't sleep on planes either, so I land 2 shows. It's just a mess. You're in a different time zone. You don't get to settle into your bed most of the time.
You know
it's
who you
never
sound
gonna
like?
Happen. A dead person?
Me.
Really?
Which is same.
Same.
Here's what I'll say, is that I fought with my insomnia for so long, and I learned a couple things. Number one, there's a theory called the Night Watcher theory, and I'll give you a book from downstairs in my library with all the fake books I've never read. It about how essentially when we were in tribes thousands of years ago, we lived in tribes, right? And there was always going to be a couple people that stayed up at night while everyone else was sleeping, and they were the Night Watchers, right? So they stayed up to, you know, I hear a rustling of leaves, we got to get up, there's a lion, there's a this, right? They stayed up at night and they were nocturnal. The Night Watchers bred with the Night Watchers and epigenetically were imprinted to sort of come alive at night, be more awake at night. And then Just I know some people that cannot fall asleep before like 2, 3, 4 in the morning. I was one of them.
My bedtime, my 10 p.m. is about 2 a.m. Yeah,
crazy. So it's like, it's just your circadian rhythms up. I come alive at that time.
Same. I do most of my work after I get done with shows, around 2, 3 in the morning.
It's also great because no one's texting you.
Yes.
There's no news to refresh.
Oh my God, I'm so happy you understand. I've dated so many girls who are morning people and they're like, I don't understand why you can't wake up. It's lazy that you don't wake up in the morning. I'm like, you don't understand. I'm getting so much work done while you're asleep.
Also, you know how basic it is that you do wake up early in the morning with everyone else?
What?
To go wait in line at Alfred.
God, I can't stand a morning girl. I just want to wake up and start my meditation. I want to be up before the sun because I want the world to know, like, I am the light of the world. Yep. You know?
Well, it's also, I mean, most people kind of, I guess, have to, like, we're technically kind of supposed to wake up with the sun and go to sleep when the sun goes down, unless you're a night watcher.
But I've also heard theories before where I might butcher this. Somebody might understand it better than I do. There's like a certain study, or maybe it's a specific group of people that says we're actually supposed to sleep in 4-hour increments twice throughout the day.
Interesting.
So I'm like, who knows if any of us are correct?
That's called Joe Rogan. He'll know.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You have his number?
Yes, I do. He changes it every 20 minutes. But
have you been to his club?
I have.
Really?
Twice.
Did you like it?
It's amazing.
Really?
It's amazing. I mean, it was the mothership. It's like, you know, it's funny. I almost texted him the other day and I thought better of it because it's taken so long for it to show up.
Yeah.
I was like, you should have called it the comedy fathership.
Oh.
I thought it was never going to show up. But once he did it, he put so much thought into it and so much effort into it. You know, and I remember when everyone was kind of like, is this going to happen? Is he really going to do it? He bought one piece of property that ended up being the site of this crazy sex cult. What is it called? Not Wild Wild Country. It's called Holy Hell. That's the name of the documentary.
Epstein's Island?
Not Epstein. No, stop talking about my summer camp. Very triggered. I'm very sensitive about Epstein Island. A lot of my friends died trying to swim there, Matt. fully drowned. It's very sensitive subject.
There had to have been one person who went to Epstein's Island and was like, whoa, dude, I'm just here to jet ski. Like, there has to be somebody who was like, I'm actually not trying to fuck.
Like,
these kids.
Well, because I actually think, to me, like, whenever this is how I don't see myself as a naive person, but I'm very literal in a lot of ways. So I think about like sex addiction, which is something I've learned a lot about, try to be humble to, is someone that identifies as having an addictive personality, not to substances or sex or whatever. But,
I'm so happy we're friends now.
Right? What?
In case the 29-year-old doesn't work out. Perfect.
You're trying to find a cause for your symptoms, and you stumble down a TikTok rabbit hole full of questionable advice from so-called experts. The irony, given I was on TikTok asking how much time I had left on my biological clock. How many more ticks and tocks? There are better ways to get the answers you want. And there's better ways to get the care you deserve from trusted professionals and not random people on the internet. ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that specialize in the care you need and deliver the type of experience you want. No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable, at best, reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor that you haven't even met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to healthcare being free in any capacity, ta-da! You're going to find and book a doctor in your neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits your needs and schedule just right. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. Go to ZocDoc.com/Whitney and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's Zoc, ZocDoc.com/Whitney. ZocDoc.com/Whitney. I do want to talk about your dating an older gal, which we all know about, but I'm fascinated because a lot of guys I know are now going like, maybe it's because they wake up earlier, would want to date older women. What is that? Is that new?
No.
I think you guys miss pubes. I think you miss them.
No, definitely not. it's like a maturity thing for me.
I gotta say, I have lots of younger girlfriends that are comics and stuff, whatever, but they're just, you know, the number of times there's like, I left my ATM card in the machine. I'm just like,
No, I can't do
it. You have to have your shit together.
I can't stand anybody who's like, I've just been so self-responsible since I was 17. Like, I've lived on my own since then. And my family has no money.
Did you leave Ohio at that time?
Yeah, I graduated high school early at 17, and I moved out here like 2 weeks later.
Crazy.
And I was just on the couch for the next 2 years.
But you were already like, I know I'm going to be an entertainer.
I had been doing stand-up for 2 years by then already.
Right.
Yeah.
In Ohio.
Yeah.
And then what did you see like growing up that made you think?
It was Chappelle and Dane Cook, actually. My mom won tickets on the radio to see Dane Cook live in Nationwide Arena in Columbus. And it was like nosebleed seats, obviously, but we went and I was like, fuck, this is what I want to do. Yep. And I started like the next year.
I opened for him once on, it might've been that tour in Florida.
Really?
And this is at a time where, and I'm so glad that you came up watching him because mm-hmm. he was someone that got such unnecessary, like, I don't think it's going to happen. I think you're getting it a different way and different people are getting things. There's not one way to get famous as a comedian anymore, yeah. or reach people, but I think everyone was so jealous that he like hacked the system by sort
yeah,
of like
he was just the first to do it.
Well, yeah, it was everyone else was smoking weed and playing video games. He was just DMing people, connecting with his fans.
Yeah.
He actually like cared about, you know, about them, whatever. And I remember opening for him on the road and it was like 20,000 seats or whatever, and when he came out, it was so loud.
Oh yeah.
It was like seeing like a rock star, and people mm-hmm. had signs they were holding.
Similar concept. We just started doing theaters about maybe 2 months ago.
And I'm so used to. We.
I'm sorry. I travel with my friends.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
I
no, it's
us,
cute.
Like,
it's sweet. But it's
together.
Just like, it's this is, you're so humble in such endearing ways.
Oh, thank you. I just remember like you used to a comedy club, and you know what an uproarious comedy club sounds like. It's great.
Yeah.
But I had never headlined a theater before, and it was the Vet in. Concord, New Hampshire. And it's only 2,000 seats, which isn't a massive theater, but it's a theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we're walking out on stage, and it was just like, it actually hurt my fucking ears. And people had signs.
Oh,
it was,
that's awesome.
It was insane. It was like, whenever I'd watch comics do theaters, they would always do like the casual saunter across stage, waving a little bit or whatever. I always thought that was kind of pandering, but like,
yeah.
I found myself naturally like taking that moment and being like, I couldn't believe it. And they held the applause until
aww.
I got to the mic. It was just insane. I didn't
your
expect it to be like
that. Your fans seem a little
Adderall-y,
though. No?
What's that?
I'm kidding.
Oh, absolutely. they are coming hyped the fuck up. They're so annoying in the best way.
But you know what that's like so cool about? Like, when I go on the road and there's like so much excitement, you're like, oh, like, really? Because doing stand-up in L.A., I kind of took a break from just working on new stuff because I feel like everyone in L.A. is on edibles.
Yes.
And you go to do shows at L.A. clubs now, and they're all just like, everyone's microdosing mushrooms and,
yes.
and indica, and you're like, stand-up's meant to be a little bit of alcohol. Like, you're supposed to have a little anger.
Yeah,
a little
grit to it, yeah.
The audience is supposed to be a little on point and like.
I don't like L.A. shows. I don't like New York shows. I don't like Chicago shows. I don't like San Francisco shows.
Well,
I know those are the main markets, but they are not the best audiences.
Yeah, Chicago, I feel like is I've been, you know, like that. What venue were you doing? Do you remember?
Oh God, where were? No, it was just Chicago. No, it was just Zany's there. But we're doing the Chicago in March.
That's, yeah, see, if you're doing the Chicago theater, that's insane.
I know, I'm so excited.
That's gonna be a little bit different because I feel like
I opened for Dane there, so I've been on the stage before and it was crazy.
Just don't do ayahuasca at a comedy show. Don't do mushrooms.
There's also oversaturation of entertainment. Like in LA, there's a million things to do. People have been to 100 comedy shows. It's not as special. You go to where was I just at?
Yeah,
we have fantastic shows. Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah, always.
Where Ashton Kutcher is from, actually.
Yeah.
The shows were fantastic because nothing happens there. They are so excited that a person they know is coming to their city.
I just did
they're so grateful.
A row of Canada shows, and I went to Saskatchewan.
How was it?
It was four fucking connections. We get there, but it's like 3,500 seats. It was the best feeling because they're so grateful that you're showing up.
Uh-huh.
And you also get a lot of people that, you know, I think when you're only doing comedy for your people, sometimes it feels more like a rally and you're like, am I getting more than I deserve? Like, I don't want anything. I don't.
Oh, no. I still much prefer to perform in front of audiences who have no idea who I am.
Because I think if you go to markets like that, that are a little more like esoteric parts of the country, like you're going to get some people that are like, yeah, let's go to this comedy show.
Let's just see.
And then you get to win people over.
Yes,
which is like
so
a really
much more
fun
satisfying. Because like a lot of my younger women, they're like, I could say anything, and they're like, I'm so wet. And you're like, I'm doing the setup, babe. Like, can you just wait a second?
Well, so let me ask you something. Now that you have so many younger female fans, you have like, are you dating? Can you date? Do you feel like if you date, you're going to lose them?
No, I'm not worried about that because I've never been one to sacrifice my personal happiness for the success of my career. I believe if I just keep working hard and keep doing what I'm doing, nothing should ultimately affect it. And also, nobody ever believes this, but like, I would love to settle down. I would love to find a long term. Why does no one believe that? Because I look like a fuckboy, and I'm in a a different city every other day in front of thousands of women who would like to date me or something else.
Your so energy, it's like, is so not that to me at all.
Well, I mean, how often do people really get a chance to get to know you, you know?
Yeah. I think maybe comics just kind of feel out comics or something. Like, there's a little more of a... Yeah. And I think all of us, because we're gravitating towards this profession, I think we all want consistent love, at least the healthy ones,
yeah,
because we're so inconsistently loved by strangers.
Absolutely. Like, and I'll play that up a little bit on stage. I mean, you know, your stage persona is different than how you are in real life. You couldn't keep that up your entire life. You'd go fucking insane. And you'd be exhausted.
Can I tell you one of the saddest things I've ever seen? Or, like, one of the most pivotal things, like, you know, and I'd love to ask you what yours are. Like, sometimes in your career or personal life, whatever, something happens. It's a small thing that you witness that if someone told you, hey, don't do this one thing, you won't be happy. You wouldn't be able to understand the advice, but if you just see someone suffering from the consequence, you can get it. So I was opening for this big, kind of very successful club act comic when I was probably 22.
Mm-hmm.
He was much older, and his act was very much about being married and his wife being a nag, and just would kill. The guy would murder. But he had been divorced for like 2 years.
Oof.
And right before he went on stage, I was backstage with him. I got off. The host goes on. He's about to go on stage. He pulls a wedding ring out of his pocket, goes, puts it on his finger, goes on stage.
Oh.
And I remember, if someone had told me, be the same person on stage as you are off stage, it will be a prison if you lie. You know, don't pretend you're married if you're not, and vice versa. I remember going, I got it right away. I was like, God, the universe, whoever put that in my path, I was like, I will never lie on stage and get trapped into some getting fans that will only like me if I'm... You know, all his fans were married couples, and he felt like he couldn't be single on stage, or he was betraying them, or couldn't write new material without that crutch.
That's so painful.
It was brutal.
That's sad.
But I'm so glad you already have that, like, I'm just going to be the person I am. Like,
yeah, and it's come through self-experience more than actually witnessing somebody else do something like that, actually. I've caught myself... going on stage and being like, oh, I'm just going to phone this in and do this set and this these jokes in that order. And that was so not fun to me. And I was like, I don't ever want to not have fun on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also why I do a lot of crowd work.
They can tell.
I was like, I want, this is something I know I do well and it's fun for me and it's organic.
Do you find now that you are doing the posting the crowd work videos that people want to participate more?
It's a fucking nightmare. Okay. It's a fucking nightmare, Whitney. Oh my God.
Seeing the crowd work videos, I was always like, I guess I could do that. Then I was like, well, then people are going to show up trying to get in the video, or heckling, and because they think they're helping.
Before we get into that, I did want to reference, I wanted to make sure that, like, on TikTok, a lot of the stuff that goes viral is like, I used to have a joke actually in this special where it's like, I take my belt off seductively with one hand, right? And that went so viral on TikTok that now people are screaming that at shows all the time. And it's very annoying.
Take your belt off with one hand?
Yes. At least seven times
a show.
All right,
well, at least you don't walk down the street and have people go, bop, bop, bop.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. People are changing it to their fucking Tesla horns.
God damn it.
It's so bad.
Bop, bop, bop. Yeah, totally. It's just like, And then I'm like, why? What is wrong with you? Like, I'm like, this person has a disability. And I'm like, oh, no, they're quoting me. Fuck. People start yelling your jokes out at you.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, excuse me.
It's slightly flattering.
Well, no, they're just like squirting in the thing. And I'm like, security. And they're like, no, that's your joke. And I'm like, oh, that's right.
But you have to make that choice. Like, that guy saw talking about his marriage brings people on his side, and he knew he could capitalize that, make money off of it, and gain fans off of it, right? But it cost him that emotional difficulty. We have to make that decision. You could play, sometimes somebody yells bop 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 at you on the street, you could go bop 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 and play into it, and that's your thing. And they go, yes, this is her thing, and now I'm an even bigger fan, right?
I always do. I always, like,
but to an extent, right? It would drive you fucking insane.
When guys do it during sex, that's a bummer. When they come,
oh my God.
When they dump inside me and yell bop bop bop,
dump inside
that's
you.
Always rough. Yeah, it doesn't sound good, does it?
It's still kind of hot a little bit. But I realized, I was like, there was a millisecond that popped in my head. I go, wow, if I really just played into this fuckboy thing of, like, taking my belt off on stage through a bit or whatever, I'm like, these shows would be uproarious. The energy would be rock star level. I would have so many more female fans.
You're not in a boy band, though.
And that's exactly it. I go, what is... what pride would I have left? You know, so I've
it would not be worth the fact that you would never be able to make eye contact with a comedian walking down the hallway of the Comedy Store.
I already can barely do that, so that's not that big of a give.
Because as you walk down, they're taking their belt off.
Oh, gross. So it's like, yeah, there's been certain moments where I've had to just make decisions on how I want to be known for my career. It's like, obviously, yeah, people give me shit for the way I look all the time. It's like, oh,
I can't relate to that at all. What's it like?
Of course you can.
What's it like?
People go, oh, you're attractive. You can't be funny. It's not possible. That's why people are coming to
never
your shows.
Heard it.
It's like, well, then what's all this laughter?
Yeah. Comedy's a democracy.
My favorite thing is when I see a room full of women who brought their boyfriends, and the show starts with the boyfriend like this, mm-hmm. and the girlfriend like this, mm-hmm. and 30 minutes in, the girlfriend is like this, and the boyfriend is like this. I love that. I go, oh my God, I'm good at comedy. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Women are offended by me. I must be funny.
I have to be doing something right. Yeah, so if I can get best of both worlds, I guess the perfect... percentage.
It's never easy to date regardless, so I hate to be the person like, has it gotten harder since you've gotten famous kind of thing, but like, do you find a different, what are the obstacles now, and like, what are you looking for?
Time's the biggest obstacle, because I'm this year
you
and
date
next
older
year,
women and they're losing their
yeah,
literally
yeah.
running out of time, they're expiring.
I can't have bigger audiences than you have eggs left. Like, that's kind of where I draw the line on it, and Mohegan Sun is coming up, so we're fucking pushing it,
you know. S-O-N.
Time schedule-wise.
Because when younger guys want to date me, I'm kind of like, oh my God, they're into like a woman.
No, they just know they don't have to wear a condom.
Feet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, wait a second, you just don't think I can get pregnant.
It's so hot.
Hurtful.
Love it. Just time scheduling, because I don't like half-assing a relationship. When I date somebody, I love to be in like a massive crush where I can't wait to talk to you all day. I want to be annoyed by myself by how much I'm texting you. I like to be a little irresponsible with how much I'm into you, right?
Yeah. But do you feel like you overdose on people? Like, I feel like sometimes I'm like, oh God, is this gonna inevitably like...
No. I'm so present in how I feel, which is why I hate the term love bombing so much.
Yeah.
Because the alternative, the opposite of love bombing is playing games. Love bombing to me is when you just... Even if it's early on, if there's an appropriate way to go about being like, hey, I really do like you. If I want to show up on the third to fifth date with a funny gift or something like that, if it's a joke and it's funny and I'm giving it to you because I think we'll have a connection via the context of it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any problem.
You buy
in doing
one girly
that.
Nuva ring on the fifth date,
yeah,
and she
we're
thinks
not
you're
use it
to
the
bombing.
Second. Yeah,
but it's also the main things I hear from women, is like they complain there's no romance anymore, and then they complain men are love bombing. It's like, what is it?
I
think that's something that people like just in the rearview mirror have to say happened in order to say like, oh, that was toxic.
Yes.
Maybe he just realized you were whack and stopped.
Yeah.
It's like he loved bombing. It's like, no, I think he genuinely wanted to romance you.
Yeah, he wanted to romance you, then he got to know you and you're garbage.
But
yeah, absolutely.
You also did it though too, because this guy that came to my shows brought me gifts and we're like, this guy must be a psycho. And it's like, wait a second, like before the internet, that's how you had to meet a girl.
Absolutely.
You would just show up at her job.
Yeah, the boombox.
Why? Totally. Yeah. Because his thing was like, I'm not going to DM you. Like, that's creepy and psycho. You know, he's like, I don't want to be one of like all these guys just sending you weird messages.
That's admirable.
And he's right. And then he kind of just was like, showed up and he just kept showing up. And he was on my security list. I like, he was being watched. And then I was like, I have a stalker, blah, blah, blah. Which, by the way, no one has a stalker. Everyone thinks someone's going to kill. No, you're not worth going to jail for. The narcissism of thinking someone's, also if someone, I'm sure going to be getting all this stuff soon. Like when you're getting death threats and stuff, Gavin DeBecker always says like, if someone's going to kill you, they're not going to give you a heads up.
That's a very good point.
You're the safe, when someone says, I'm going to fucking kill you, that's the safest you can be.
I should probably stop responding back to people online then when people say they want to fight me. I've dropped my tour schedule in comments being like, please come.
Well,
try.
Let's talk about
that. Oh, let's go.
But you know that's just someone that's flirting. They're flirting.
I know.
They're flirting.
And I want to edge the fuck out of them.
But is that when you put their head on a curb and kick it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that
you
what
just
that
fucking
is?
Just teeth right on the curb.
Isn't that curbing or that's edging? What's edging?
That's curbing. Edging, you know, are you genuinely asking?
I thought edging is when you fuck for a long time and don't come.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the premise, but it's more like foreplay kind of stuff. It would be like if you were blowing a dude, I guess you would kind of like, you would play with the tip a lot. You would get him so close and then not let him come for a while. And
then so close that he just bite.
Yeah, teeth at the end. Yeah. Right when you feel it start to kind of like go-gurt tube its way to the top, you just kind of clamp it shut and go, no, not yet.
I just go, bap, bap, bap. I just use it as a microphone and start working on my new...
And then he shoots a load through the back of your head because it's his trigger word. Yeah.
So, okay, so let me ask you something. So if you're going to pursue a girl, how do you do it? Are you DMing? Are you on apps? Are you...
Definitely not. I'm not on any apps. Okay. I was on Raya for a minute. I think, dude, I still have the subscription, so people still find me on there, but I'm not on it.
I think people use photos of you as their Raya profiles.
Oh, Grindr's the big one. My gay friends will text me all the time.
And it's a photo of you?
Yes.
There was a time on Tinder where guys would post a photo of me and them, like, after shows.
That's actually kind of genius.
It's pretty, like...
The gays just love you,
when people send it, it's such a funny thing to be like, I waited in line to take a picture with Whitney Cummings at her show. Like,
I think... Well, they... But they
I
don't
dare
give,
you
they don't
swipe
give that
left.
Context. They don't give that context. They go, look how close I am with our favorite comedian.
Like, okay. But so I was on Tinder, but not on Tinder.
Yeah. The apps aren't... Here's the problem with the apps is, like, I want to get to know you, right? I want some insight into your life. Instagram gives way more of an insight than... Tinder would.
But how much do you want to find out from their social media versus in person from them?
You know what? It's a tricky proportion to navigate because
people
I do
have said
want to
that
know
about
a lot.
My body before.
I do want to know. You have such a hot body. I don't even want to hear that.
It's tricky.
I don't think so.
It's a little tricky.
I do want to know a lot. And I also, I will judge off social media because even if that's not who you are as a person, there's a part of you that allows yourself to post that stuff.
Well, this is what you want other people, you want to control other people's perception of you.
Yes.
And you're trying to bait something, whether it's you want people to think you're a good person, you want people to think you're fun, you want people to think you're...
Absolutely.
You want to just be in the mix.
Yeah. And I think, and I do want to go and look for red flags a little bit first because there's something... Wow.
Just get into
perfect.
It. Let's get into them.
I'm a big lifestyle guy. Lifestyles are big red flags. Girls who go out to clubs all the time.
I thought you meant like had lifestyle brands.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, girls have lifestyle brands?
No, 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 no,
if you have a lifestyle brand, I'm out. Like, what? Is that it? That's like the thing now. If you're an actress by 40, like, I gotta have a lifestyle brand. Like, I haven't lived a normal life ever.
Do you have a lifestyle brand?
I don't have a lifestyle brand. I don't, what would I do?
I mean, clearly you need the money. Whitney.
I don't know what. Like, I'm not gonna tell anyone how to live their lifestyle. That's Gwyneth Paltrow's job.
Didn't she sell like vagina scented candles now?
Uh-huh.
How do I get that sponsorship?
Which, by the way, I can hold on. I can wait. Where's my birth control?
Somebody. Oh,
okay, look, I can make this smell like my vagina right now.
Wow.
Here we go.
Do you smell that? It's like It smells like money and kombucha.
That's what my vagina smells like.
It's beautiful, actually.
This episode is brought to you by Kariuma, the cool, sustainable sneakers loved by surfers and skateboarders. They're reimagining classic sneakers with you and the planet in mind. Spring has officially sprung, and we're trading out the boots and the cold weather kicks and the clogs and the wet socks for something a little lighter and brighter. Crafted with organic cotton canvas and spring shades like rose, off-white, and green, our bestseller. Okay, I feel like I'm hitting my groove here. The best seller is Okolo. It's sure to become your staple shoe of the season. And lucky you, they just cleared a 77,000-person wait list with 10-plus colorways, bold prints, and collaborations with brands like Avatar, Pantone, and the Peanuts. There's a pair for every personality. That's what I wanted. Check this out. The Pantone. Wait. Dude, I am so into these sneakers. I'm not even kidding you. They go. You know why I love them? You don't have to wear socks with them. You don't have to wear socks with them. You can if you want. But like these, I've been wearing them nonstop. I've been wearing them on the plane. I've been wearing them on stage. I've been wearing them around the house. It just never ends, okay? I've gotten so many pairs of these shoes. I'm so obsessed with them. They're so good. With over 33,000 five-star reviews, there's no wonder this ultra comfy and celeb favorite style is flying off the shelves. The biggest difference between these sneakers and your old sneakers, Oka is actually comfortable with custom designed cork and memory foam insoles to ensure a perfect fit. Kariuma is a B Corp certified sustainable sneaker company. They are known for their reforestation efforts in the Brazilian rainforest. Their co-founders, David and Fernando, both grew up in Brazil, so this project is especially close to home. For every pair of sneakers sold, Kariuma plants 2 trees, and they've already planted over 2 million to date, and I would like to date you both. Kariuma ships all their sneakers free and fast in the USA and offers worldwide shipping and 60-day free returns. They deliver right to your front door using single box recycled packaging. That is awesome. And for a limited time, Good For You listeners can get an exclusive 15% off. You heard me, 15% off your pair of Kariuma sneakers. Go to Kariuma, C-A-R as in car, IUMA.com/Whitney to get 15% off. That's Kariuma.com/Whitney for 15% off, only for a limited time. Okay, so red flags, let's get into it, because this is one of my favorite things. See, I think most girls and guys, I don't think most people go on social media and take a selfie and be like, I want people to think I'm a loser, or I want people to think I'm lame. I think people genuinely don't understand how they come off.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hashtags, now, red flags.
We get kind of lucky with our social media because it's a lot of our business, you know? Yeah. So a lot of, we get that kind of leeway. But a lot of people who it's just like personality based.
We are trying to get attention. We are trying to steal people's attention from other eye grabbing shit.
Yes.
When I dyed my hair, it was very much like people are scrolling through. They're going to go, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Like I think that way.
I'm exactly the same way. Trust me. So I don't post shirtless.
Yeah, that's why you wear color contacts that match your shirt. Exactly.
Oh, I love how you think that I wear contacts. That's so cute.
I wore color contacts in one of my specials.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. There. Okay. So in my defense, because I see how lame that is, I had to wear real contacts, but I kept... You've never worn contacts, right?
I wear regular contacts.
Okay, but when you put them in, sometimes it's hard to... Like, I had never worn them before, and I had to put them in, and I kept missing.
It's hard to find the eye hole. Yeah.
It's hard to find the eye hole. Yeah. It's like when guys are so confused how far back the pussy hole is. I feel like guys are always confused. Like, they never get used to how far back it is.
I'd say a good 30% of the time I get on top, I go...
That is,
and they're like down. I'm like, really?
Like, okay, so, man. Well, because it's like, I think all girls, like, guys are trying to put it in our butts. I'm like, no, I think they're.
No, we just have no concept.
They just are still confused. It's so far back.
I've settled for a belly button plenty of times. Absolutely. I'm like, you tell me. Yeah.
When you think about how far back the vagina is, it's a, I get why. I mean, I feel stressed out for you guys. I always want to be like, I will remind a guy just like. Where was I going with that?
I don't know. Keep going on this tangent. This is fantastic.
I feel like now I'm just trying to make sure I'm normal. I'm like, right?
Where is it?
The vagina hole's like on your lower back, right?
Yeah, it's like...
Right? I just feel like you need to go, yes, it's so far back.
It's so far back.
Thank you. But I forgot where I was going with that. Red flags.
Red flags. If her vagina's on her stomach.
If her vagina's right up here, that's bad breathing.
No, I don't want to be able to look into it from standing in front of you.
Okay, morning person.
Definitely, yeah,
so morning person. So anyone with a job is out.
The thing is, I can do a morning person if you just let me sleep. If you can do your day outside of waking me up.
Don't shame me. Don't wake me up.
No, don't. Do not.
You're
go,
dating,
come on, we're starting our day with your cup of coffee.
You're dating a vampire. You're signing up to date a vampire.
Live with that.
Guess what? Twilight, number one movie ever made.
Yep.
Nothing sexier than vampires. You don't try to
change
us.
They're rebooting it, by the way.
This is who we are. Really?
Yeah, they're turning it into a TV series. Please hire me.
I'm available. We're available. We're available to play incestuous brother and sister.
Yes, absolutely. She got bit a little later than I did, but age has no.
Look at it. We both have giant teeth, giant, like, we look, we're both pale. Like, this is a very serious play. I love Twilight.
I also do.
In my first special, I did a whole bit about it.
Really?
I went to perform in Dubai. And flying back, I was in the back. They flew us out first class. There was a shower in our, is me, Sebastian Maniscalco, Ahmed Ahmed, Kirk Fox, I want to say,
love
Tommy
Kirk.
Davidson. Yeah, and we went out to like do some shakes, like birthday party, whatever. I almost got kidnapped. It was very flattering. But flew us out, showers, manicures in our, what do you call it? The hut. The
Your little cube.
Pod.
Cubicle.
Like first class pod. Flew us back.
Yeah.
Coach. Like the middle seats in Dubai Emirates. It's like 12 seats. I was sitting next to 3 pregnant women. Okay. That could have given birth at any moment. And then 2 chickens. And then, oh, and then Dwayne Perkins. And
what?
I was in the back row, and I was like, how am I going to get through an 18-hour flight? This was before, like, you remember when, I mean, you might still have, like, you get so antsy on planes.
Oh, yeah.
I can sit for 2 hours on a plane and be happy as a, because there's no Wi-Fi, no one's a show. But back then, I was like, I'm falling behind.
Oh, of course.
I need to get on Wi-Fi. Of course. Like, I'm losing. And so I watched Twilight once, and I have a very... I think I probably come off pretty cynical, but romance, like, I just am like that fucking let's die for each other shit. Absolutely. I just was like, watched it 4 times in a row and wrote a bit about it.
God damn.
I still watch Twilight every now and then.
I had COVID around this time last year and I sat back and I watched all of them.
I've masturbated to clips of Twilight on YouTube.
For real? I don't think I can top that. No, I masturbated to Queen Latifah's beauty shop one time. Two times.
Yeah, that's what they rock on with your bathtub.
There was this one girl in it who had like this juicy velour. What was it called? Juicy couture? The velour.
Yeah,
pants.
They're used both.
The velour pants or whatever. I paused.
By the red flag, add that to the red flag list. Juicy couture, velour, sweatpants.
Yeah,
wearing sweatpants during the day is a little bit of a. I need a zipper. I need a button somewhere.
Yeah, unless that's kind of like.
It's not a pajama. We're not at sleepover.
Yeah, be an adult.
A little.
Yeah, start your day.
You know what I mean? Because I think that when you're physically sloppy, you're going to be mentally sloppy also.
You know what's funny? I'm that way with my glasses. All the time, I'm like, I should give my contacts a rest, rest my eyes a little bit, I wear my glasses. I never feel like I have started my day if I wear my glasses. I feel like I'm still in bed.
Because that's your at home.
Yep.
It's the Pavlovian, like, the things, the rituals you need to do, because I feel like being a stand-up, it's like, we have to self-generate, we have to have discipline, but I find if you're like, if I'm home, mine is, if I need to write and focus, I have to wear a thong. That wakes you up, dude. I'm up. Because there's times I'll be like, oh, I'm just going to wear these sweatpants with no underwear around the house or like shorts. Like
too casual.
Can't. And then you put the thong on and you're like, we got to make some money. Oh, so I'm retire soon. Like it motivates you to put a thong on. So if
New writer's block solution. Yeah, absolutely.
It's physically just like, all right, we're up.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's like a razor blade in my anus.
Do they really hurt? Thongs.
They don't. It's just like
if you wore like regular panties, no guy would be like, "What the fuck?"
It's the key to my success.
Really?
But I will say, well, no, it just keeps me motivated. It keeps me
alert. Yeah.
And focused.
Okay. That's
you know,
fair.
But also wearing full butt panties for some reason feels so kinky now.
Really?
Like whenever I put them on, I'm like, if a guy's into this, like, is this like. Why would you be into this? It's so like.
Why not?
Because like it full butt white underwear to me feels so kinky for some reason. Because it's just so like old school.
So old school.
I know. I'm like, I'm not going to bust
they're
out.
They're not knickers.
I'm not going to bust out the Hanes full butt, you pervert.
Yeah, they're not a World War II swimsuit.
Well, they're like bloomers at this point. I'm like, what are you into? Like, that's some kinky shit.
Just so often girls do things that they just don't have to because they think it's sexy. But thongs, heels.
We've gone so off the grid in terms of, we can't say reservation, right? It came this close.
You can't say reservation anymore?
Off the reservation? I guess it's not great.
Hmm.
You'd be
so what
fine.
What do you have at a restaurant?
You'd be fine.
We're here for a 7:30 plantation? Like, what? How do you, what do you replace it with?
How do you say that you have, I have reservations about you? It's the Indian reservation. Like, off the reservation, the etymology of it is an Indian reservation.
I have casinos about this. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I have casinos about our relationship. Yeah.
I love performing casinos, by the way, because you know they have no police. They have their own police force.
Really?
And it's just the elders just pick.
I have so many casinos coming up for the rest of this year.
Get a gun.
Really?
I'm kidding. Summer's coming, and I'm not unless you manscape yourself. Are you serious? I mean, let's just think. Is your man ready to unveil his beach bod? Our friends at Manscaped are here to ensure his body is ready for the wild with their game-changing grooming and hygiene products. Don't have your man be that guy at the beach with the Austin Powers chest hair and the, you know, if he has a little winter dad boob, the least you can do is make sure he smells nice and is well-groomed, okay? Don't groom children. Men, groom them. Groom away. Manscaped is dedicated to helping men level up their full body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The Perfect Package 4.0 kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0, waterproof cordless body trimmer, and a ton of other liquid formulations to go around. whether he's trimming his chest or the treasure chest in his pants, this is the best trimmer on the market. Their trimmer features a ceramic blade designed to cut hair on loose skin. Oh, look at that. Whoa, I just... You know, when you open an item and it's already charged, that's quality. Already works, already charged. You know, you open it, it's not, and you're like, what's that? Takes kind of the magic out of it. Oh, damn. Ooh, look at that. Ah, does it, it's good on loose skin. It's going to reduce grooming accidents. Thanks to advanced skin-safe technology, their products can also be used for females as well. And trust me, I need it. Literally, no one likes nose hairs. So their package also comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0, which is a total game changer. You also get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing manscaped boxers. What more could you ask for? Get 20%, that's a lot, off free shipping with the code Whitney at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code Whitney at manscaped.com. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself and your man a favor and help him upgrade his self-care. You know what? Go. Groom someone. As long as they're of age. Groom them. Groom all day long. I'm very pro-grooming. As someone who was groomed as a child, whoa.
Now, I'm nervous. How are the audiences at casinos,
great,
though?
Incredible. Really? Yep. It depends on which ones, but like you know, on the native reservations that have casinos, it's so well-run. People are there to be entertained.
I always had a theory that half the people there are down money, though, when they get there. So they're
great.
Like,
great. Even they need to laugh. Great. Even better.
It's a very optimistic.
People will
way
leave their
at it.
Kids with you.
That's a good point.
So they can go gamble. Every time I do a casino, someone pukes in their hand and just holds
that's
it.
So hot.
In the front row. It's just the most ride or die motherfuckers that are there to be entertained. Like they come, they're going to do a night, they're wearing a dress, they have a hat on. Like it's just like people that are down to clown.
I do like that. The thing I'm most looking forward to with those shows are 21 and up.
Okay.
So many of these shows that they have me doing are 18 and up, and I'm like, I do not want to perform
Christian
a stadium.
Christian groups.
What do you mean? They're coming to shows?
Yeah. 18 and... I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, at theaters and stuff you can. Yeah,
oh,
but
right.
I do not want. I hate young people so much.
Your ages.
I'm 55.
Well, because it's like it's you the what is it called? The when they scream, like they it's a high frequency.
A dog whistle?
I just mean like you probably get a lot of like. Wah!
Oh,
like,
it's the worst. I hate woo girls at shows. Red flag, woo girls.
Woo girls.
Yeah,
woo girls. What else? You're looking at a girl's IG, red flag.
If she has a picture in Tulum ever. hot girls in LA go to Tulum like it's Ralph's.
Yeah, Tulum is the mini Epstein Island.
If she has a picture of her at dinner with 12 other girls. Because you know
none of them are paying for the dinner.
None
of them are a different race.
None of them?
Not one?
None of them.
Like, not one. You know,
no.
Not one half Asian girl?
And it's not a birthday either. It's a women empowerment night.
Yay.
Which, don't get me wrong, I'm all for women empowerment.
They asked me to speak.
But here's the thing, a promoter's paying for your dinner. So get the fuck out of here with
I
your fake
I don't even
feminism.
Know. Girls on Boats, I'm always like, whose boat is this?
Oh, in my first special, I do like 10 minutes on Girls on Boats.
Good.
Absolutely none.
Which also,
no.
You know that's the main way men kill their wives.
100%.
Get off the boat.
Oh, she slipped.
Yeah, get off the boat.
Yeah, absolutely not. If you're going on a boat, it is beyond implied. You have to fuck this guy.
And then for sure gonna fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Or you're going for
and you're
a
going
swim.
To because of the implications.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question, which is when I see girls' photos, like they're at dinner, whatever, mm-hmm. Who's taking the photos?
It's usually the other girlfriends.
It's gonna
I
be
think.
You.
Uh-uh.
Don't
absolutely
you think
not.
Though, if you're like who's taking this photo? It's gonna. If I sign up for this, it's gonna be me.
And that's why I would.
It's
never,
gonna be me. It is. When I look at a guy's IG, I just go. If he's hiking and rock climbing, I'm like, I'm gonna have to do that. You know what I mean?
Do you not like doing that stuff?
I just, you know, you have to know what you're signing up for. You don't
yes.
get to look at every photo from someone for the past 4 years and then be like, this is not what I signed up for. This
yeah.
motherfucker was like.
Oh, that's why I keep.
I dated
the
expectation. Rock climber.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Strong fingers, though, I imagine.
Well, that's the thing. Is Calloused? They can't get them wet.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Are you working with granite down there?
The good news is that...
What do you have, granite labia? Is it sandstone down there? Jesus Christ.
It's just chalk. They can't get their fingers wet because it'll wet the calluses and then it'll rip. So it's,
that's so fast.
You'd think,
so
like, oh, they have such strong fingers. Yeah. This is going to be great. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just use a back scratcher.
No, I've dated girls who were influencers before, and it was like, we go to dinner, and she's like, not just will you grab a picture of me, like, okay, not you. And I'm like, I don't want to take a
pulling
picture.
Out the ring light full.
Oh, my God. Or some girls have the case where it is a ring light. All right. The case is already a ring light. Yeah, I'm not interested
in
that.
It's a migraine. Okay, what else? Talking shit about exes, I think, is a big red flag.
I'll tell you what's a bigger red flag than that. Still being friends with your ex. I can't tell you how many girls I've dated that the entire relationship, they go, I can't block him. Like, we're still friends. And I'm like, look, you can read our text message. I go, this motherfucker is still flirting. I can't block him. Like, it would create like a weird energy. We're in the same friend groups and stuff. The moment we break up, I'm blocked. So it was that easy the whole time. That's a bigger red flag.
But I would don't rather you think that means that she didn't have enough strong enough feelings for that guy? I think when you block someone, that means you still have feelings for them and you either want to hurt them or be like, I can't even look at this person or I'm going to... I think that's someone trying to hurt you.
I would rather them still be wanting to hurt them and not have any contact with them than they're like, they're still in their life. Because that's the thing. If a guy is still in your life, ex or not, he still wants to fuck you.
Or like when things go, there's a dry spell, they'll just...
Exactly.
And not for the right reasons, just for this is an ace in the hole.
Yes.
So guys, if like they'll keep some girls on the back burner that just in case.
Absolutely. And girls do the exact same thing.
So then you have to break it to them like you're not friends, sweet pea.
Oh, in this special, I do, again, about like 12 minutes about how like your guy friend is not your friend.
Unless you have my personality. Not. I have so many guy friends, it's sad.
I mean, you're strong and intimidating, so potentially, but still, if you had a moment of weakness and you said, hey, Rob or whoever.
Yeah, they're always named Rob.
Every girl has a guy friend named Rob.
And that, they're the and they are a problem.
Exactly.
I don't even need to see any. It's Rob's and Todd's.
If you had a moment of weakness and you were like, I just, would you fuck me? They would go, I thought you'd never ask.
But there's also, I think men ask. Since when? I also think that in LA.
I'm bringing back consent, baby.
I know.
Let's go.
Like, that's so kinky. Full butt underwear and consent.
I've literally been hooking up with women who go, you don't have to be so nice about this. And I'm like, yeah, I do. They're like, did you really just ask me if you could do that? And I'm like, yeah, I'm probably too consensual.
Well, it's a tricky one because there definitely was a spell where, and I'm maybe like not the best person to weigh in because I do think guys that are maybe attracted to me or that I end up hooking up with like feel the need to restore the power dynamic by like, as soon as I got a show on TV, guys went from being like coddly and sweet because I was like broke and like a broken bird and like had nothing and I was in debt, and guys were like the finger on the cheek and there was there was a kiss on the forehead, spit in the face, getting a fish hooked. I got fish hooked by a baseball player who wasn't even in the major leagues.
Wow.
Getting like just fucking shit. There was a time where one time this guy, because if a guy pursues me, I always know there's like a problem.
Rip. You're literally dating a guy who pursued you.
Yeah, and there's a problem.
What's the problem?
So many. I don't know. If a guy comes after me too hard, it feels like a red flag. It's either like you're gay and like want to learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm kind of a gay man's like dream, or it's someone that I feel like wants to dominate or tame, or maybe it's not the same anymore. Or guys are like, I really want a woman that's like that, and then they get it, and they're like, I thought this would turn off at some point.
It's an interesting world to navigate now because you do have to be like, you do have to be careful. You do have to be more. I mean, this is a ridiculous thing to say, but like, you do have to be more consensual. Is that the word? Consentful or consensual?
Just respectful.
Respectful. You do have
read the room. You're a comic, though. You'll read the room.
Absolutely.
When
you
a guy's
think
like,
it's that
I
easy.
Didn't know, I'm like, just look.
How
open
do
your
you
eyes.
Not know?
Just look at. Just see if she's crying. If she's crying,
even,
it's consensual.
I rarely make a first move. It is so rare for me.
That must
even
be
like
so
just a kiss.
Annoying.
I'm sure it is, but I'm like, if I can't feel that like you really fucking want me, I'm like, I don't. No,
yeah.
I don't know.
And is this something you've always been, or since you've gotten famous, or since like this sort of
no,
Me
I've always,
Too stuff?
I've always kind of been that way. Me Too is the last thing I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was moments that like, I do enjoy being aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, that's
But you want it to already be under the...
It has to be so obvious that that's what she wants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that, I flirtatiously, and again, read the fucking room, but that's something that did kick in when I was like probably 19. I was like so innocent. I had had sex with maybe three people ever, and there was this girl that was so hot. And I knew she was talking to me and another guy that was like 2 years older than me. And she would always kind of like flirt around the idea of hooking up or whatever, but I knew she was hooking up with that guy.
Yeah.
And I remember I ran into her 4 or 5 years after that. We never hooked up or anything. And I go, hey, so like, why did you choose that other guy over me? I felt like we looked very similar. I feel like we were around the same age. I would go, why did you choose him over me? And she was like, he was just more aggressive. Uh-huh. You were very much like, I want to take you on a date. And I feel like you're so beautiful and all this kind of stuff. And he was texting me, I fucking want you. Yeah, come over here right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, some women are into that.
Well, that's also at a very young age. I also think there's this like fear of embarrassing yourself.
Of course. Rejection.
Yeah. Like you weren't asked to prom.
Never went to prom. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, our high schools are like a grooming. Like now that I look back at the fact that high schools like force kids to like stress out for a year about who they're going to lose their virginity to. It's really spooky when you think about it. The fact that teachers are like.
I love it like that.
Well, yeah. They're all like, who are we going to. And then you friendships are broken up over it. Like you're stressing out. Is he gonna ask me? And he's not. Like it's just like I can't believe that we put kids under that kind of stress.
Well, they need to know what the real world's gonna be like. You know?
I mean, it just feels like a eugenics breeding program or something. It's like and then teachers are standing around watching you guys dance, knowing you're gonna go to a hotel and dry hump after. Like it's just like a bizarre situation. But hold on, there was a time. But also, what you're saying is. You know, I think you're this, like, new breed of guy that, like, the guy that I'm dating has this, like, gentleness. Sorry, my, like, pubes are everywhere. Apologies.
Oh, wow. Delicious.
Sell that on eBay. retire. Of course it came back and hit me. I do that. I floss my teeth with my hair all the time. Not with my, my hair. Okay. This also isn't my hair. Whoever's hair this is. Aww. I stand with the Ukraine, but my hair is Russian.
It's reservation.
It is. I got this on the reservation. I got this in Casino Morongo. I was hooking up with this guy once. I think there was like a kind of porn maybe that guys were into for a second. I feel like younger guys, you're kind of moving away from porn a little bit.
Totally.
Right?
No, I'm vintage, baby.
But dude,
I got VHS tapes.
Dude, MILF porn's number one. Y'all are up to no good over
there.
Yeah,
that's kind of the best category.
I think there's a couple reasons to the logic. Number one, the nipples are darker, which is like...
Is that a thing?
Yeah, because
I've never noticed that.
Well, when you have a kid, your nipple gets darker so you can breastfeed so the baby can find it.
Really?
The nipples are bigger. Huh. I also feel like you... kind of know... You know she's definitely not younger. You know like... This is above board.
Yeah,
you're not
this watching, is so legal. It's crazy.
You're not watching some fucking Korean shit that's going to bite you in the ass later. You know, your algorithm's not going to be feeding you like crazy like shit. And what was the other theory about it? Yeah, you don't have to worry about her because you know she doesn't feel anything anymore.
Emotionally?
Either.
Yeah, that's whenever I've made love to an older woman and she's like, oh, I'm like, shut up, bitch. You've done this before.
No, but sometimes you get more sensitive as you get older. You like know.
You do know your body more. That's a real thing.
Yeah. You know where to squeeze, how to Kegel.
And honestly, flirtatiously and sexually, older women are better because guys love that because older women are more straight to the point. If you want
to
fuck me,
that shit to do.
You're going to let me know quick.
Yeah.
You're not worried about that. Like, well, I don't want to be like that girl. No, I called you over here to be that guy, actually.
Yep.
The aggressiveness on your end is so hot.
Right. I mean, I'm not really like that, but in my personal life, I'm very beta because in my professional life, I'm so alpha that I need someone to be very predatory with me.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why you like other comics. Yeah.
I don't like them.
As people.
Yeah. I don't know if I like them as people. What choice do I have?
I find myself in the same position.
Comics I love, it's like your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, but you're not hanging out with them on the daily.
You can't do it too much.
You can't.
It's too, because also it's like, it's a comic. We're all so deep. We have the scarcity complex. Mm. If someone's winning harder than you or... You can feel if you're winning harder than someone, they have a resentment. It's all natural.
I know.
And they're so sensitive. And I also have a really hard time. It's taken me a long time to get really close to comics, whereas I always felt so like I was always looking for a family. Like, these are your coworkers ultimately, but also they're like your family in a way. Like, who else can you commiserate with about this stuff?
Yeah.
But then I went, oh my God, I'm spending too much time with comics because my inner monologue is garbage now.
Yeah.
I've become so negative. I'm complaining all that. Like,
I have a select couple. And that's really about it in my friend circle. Select couple of people in my friend group who are comics. But they're also people I've known since I was like 18 years old.
I've never heard someone say a bad word about you.
Really? All I ever hear is people saying bad things about me.
Well, because that's the whole thing with comics is that we talk shit to someone's face and nice behind their back.
So, like, yeah, there's definitely people who do not like me. A girl comic the other day that I flirt with from time to time. We've never done anything, but just, like, that kind of texting or whatever. She just texted me. She goes, what did you do? I'm like, what are you talking about? She was like, I was just dating this guy comic, and all he would talk about is how much he hated the level of success you're getting
now. That girl sucks. Sorry.
I mean, it wasn't her. The girl was telling me this about the guy.
She shouldn't have told you that. That means she didn't. She's trying to get your attention. Like, that's like.
I've had agents call me and be like. That's childish. Years ago, I had an agent call me that was
but
like,
but this is
hey,
all normal.
When has
anyone ever got successful and people weren't jealous? This is like.
Well, there's always been some kind of, I guess, resentment, whatever, because if I wasn't successful, I was young.
But
if I wasn't young, I was decent looking,
but
I
it's
guess.
Also you. I know that if there's resentment towards you from anyone, like legitimate or whatever, it also you being nice is the thing that's the worst about it. Because if you were a dick, it would be like, oh yeah, fuck that guy.
I mean, I haven't met anybody.
And he's nice, like fuck that. Like, because most people that have gone, oh, in order to succeed as a comedian, I have to be negative, I have to complain, I have to be nasty, I have to hate women, I have to be this kind of guy. And wait, he's doing it while also being a good person and being nice. Fuck that guy. Now what excuse do I have to not stay fucked in the head? Because I think so many comedians justify being negative and toxic because, like, well, that's what's funny.
Yeah.
And you challenge that paradigm, and it's very annoying to a lot of people. Like,
shaking it up a
bit. Well, yeah, it's like, what the fuck, dude? No, we're negative and toxic and drink coffee all day and do drugs and all that. And you're like, I don't drink coffee. I don't. Like, you're just doing it with a big heart and the right way. And I think to people that justified their behavior as a way to justify, like, oh no, I'm getting good stories out of this. Aww. I have to have a crazy life. And you're just not doing that.
Do we end on you complimenting me?
No, I would like to read the negative things people have texted me
about
you.
Oh, yes, let's go.
No,
we have
I haven't.
Hour?
People know not to talk to me about that kind of shit because I went through that where I just got destroyed for trying hard and being ambitious and like wanting to succeed. And to me, now I just take it as a compliment.
And you're never going to get that kind of criticism or resentment from anybody who's doing better than you. That's the thing.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, you know, it's Neil Brennan said to me once, he goes, if I was a comedy manager, I would just go into comedy clubs, ask all the comedians who they hated and sign them.
Damn.
You know what I mean? But also comedians hate sugar cookies. Like Gary Goldman did 40 minutes on hating sugar cookies. It's like comedians can criticize anything. Why wouldn't it be each other?
Damn, that's a good point.
You know?
Wow.
It's like you'll hear comedians complaining for 40 minutes about airplane food. Like, it's like, that's what we do.
We find flaws in everything.
We're sensitive babies. That's what we do for a living. It'd be weird if someone wasn't. The fact that people are talking about you just means exactly what's happening is happening. And the fact that you cracked like TikTok is really annoying to people.
I don't get it either. It's still weird.
Yeah, no, but it's just kind of like, huh?
And that's my favorite thing about it is people are like, oh, so he's like a TikToker. I'm like, you know, all I post on TikTok is stand-up, right?
Yeah, but they have to find some reason to think about what you do when you judge someone. It's to make yourself feel better that you don't have that thing. That's lame. It's your way of saying, like, if I had done that, I would have succeeded, but I'm going to make it my idea that I don't have what he has.
I'm mad that they did a thing before I did.
Yeah, they just, tried hard and they won, whereas I'm going to justify being like, fuck TikTok. I know that was bullshit. It's like, it's just like a fear of being vulnerable and you went for it. And
I'm it's just exposure at the end of the day.
Also, comics don't buy tickets.
No, they do not. No,
so I'll listen when you're buying tickets. I'll hear your feedback.
Yeah.
And I do. If people like write comments, like I've been to 5 shows, I'm listening to your criticism.
Mm-hmm. And I will say that's the most powerful thing about any success on social media is you go, Hollywood, other comics, none of them matter. The power is entirely in the people. So if I can just keep my fans pleased and happy and continue to grow and grow with me, then it's like that's all I need.
You're going to have to take that belt off. I hate you. Okay, I'm not going to keep you any longer because I know you have to be somewhere at 5:15. Okay, Matthew Stephen Reif, this is the special that got taken down real quick but then put back up.
And people made such a big deal out of it, more than it was. I made a big deal of it because I was genuinely frustrated that I promoted it to come out at this exact time on this exact day, so people were anticipating it.
Yeah.
And it was just a chaotic day of getting of it happening. It was a travel day. It was a nightmare. So we finally uploaded it, and it got flagged. we bought music rights for it that I spent thousands of dollars on for a specific song that should have been whitelisted and clear the rights and everything. And it got flagged.
Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain.
Fuck, that would have been so good. Who's going to be the first trans comic to do that? Who's going to be the first trans
Dude,
comic
Robin
to come Tran, out to that?
I will pay for you to license
Damn,
that song.
Damn, that's so smart.
That's so good.
They flagged it for the song rights, and it was, they flagged it for,
Even though
for,
you had bought the song.
Yes, and for, it was like something to do with the content.
But
you gotta
do it
make,
on OnlyFans, baby.
I know, solid plug.
Dude, I'm telling you. I want to do my next special there.
They like flagged it to a point where like every person who was going to watch it was going to have to sign in with a YouTube account and prove that they were 18 or older to watch it, which just kills it in the YouTube algorithm.
Because none of your fans are over 18.
No, they're not. No, they're not. God. So it was it was a nightmare. But then luckily we just took it down. They didn't take it down. We took it down because we were like, this is stupid. No one's gonna be able to watch it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we took it down. I contacted the music company and they were like, hey, we'll be right on it. So and we also were like, well, a lot of YouTube, they flag stuff in the first 30 seconds. So instead of starting the special how I wanted to start it, I filmed a 30 second buffer. I felt at a comedy club, I was like, what can we do? And we just went on stage when everybody left and filmed a 30 second buffer, just being like, hey, thanks for coming to watch the special.
The first
30
seconds is what gets you.
It's now clean. I don't curse. I don't do anything that should be flagged in the first 30 seconds. No problem. They didn't flag the song or anything after that.
Smart.
Yeah. And now we're at like, I think like 5.6 million in a month.
It's so funny about comics how just the first 30 seconds you can't say fuck, shit, cunt. And we're like, ugh.
The first word in the intro of the special is fuckers is the first thing. It's a sketch. It's
not
the
like,
first
what's up,
word.
Boy?
No,
good
no,
to be here.
No, it's a sketch with the F word is the first word you hear. I was like, that's, you know, I understand that. That's fine. But, you know, you just had to adapt.
All right. You have somewhere to be and I'm not going to keep you.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Don't Ride Elephants. Let me ask you, your tour, you're on tour now. You're about to do a ton of cities.
Yes. We have a major tour announcement coming out June, beginning of June.
We. He's already Kevin Hart.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
No, it's not. It's sweet. It's not. I shouldn't make fun of you.
I'm just not like me.
I know. I shouldn't make fun of you about it. Whitney should not make fun of you about things like that. You don't talk in first person and even say I. It's so much healthier that way.
Give me time.
I say that too sometimes, and I'm like, am I minimizing myself? Is this like a self-deprecation? Like, it is that. It's a team effort.
Well, I still live in an apartment. We'll see how things change when I get a house 4 hours outside the city like you do.
It just took you 4 hours to get here. I don't know what you were up to.
Totally worth the drive. It's beautiful here.
Oh, gosh. But you live on, by the way, just really quick, he lives next to one of my favorite cults.
Give him my exact address. Go ahead and do that.
Mosaic is the church that, what is the church? Just die since you live next to it.
It's literally if Hyde was in heaven. Like, it's just influencers and promoters. Like, it's the first church when you get there and they're like, how many bitches you got with you? Like, how many? It's kind of full right now. We gotta wait for some people to come out.
It's a bringer church.
It's a bringer church. Exactly. The pastors are so cool. They're like, yo, the devil's a pussy, right? Fuck the depth. They try to be so cool. All the choir singers are trying to get contracts.
Yo, Mary was a dime. Let's be honest. Yo, Jesus hung out with hookers, and we hang out with influencers. We are in the spirit of God.
You know who
God.
Had a lot of followers? Jesus
you
Christ.
You know what else just rose from the dead? My dick. It's like, what? This doesn't feel like a real church.
No one in that church is getting into any kind of heaven.
Oh, yeah.
No,
dude, fucking LA's got all these like weird little like mini Scientology people that like couldn't finish the application for Scientology because they were too dumb.
Yeah,
they were like on fentanyl or whatever. They go to these other churches that are just like, it's like Abercrombie and Fitch. Like, yeah. It's like, don't think, like, when you walk
it's
in.
It's so douchey. My ex goes there and I'm like, she tried to get me to go with her and I can't do it.
I don't think God is in that building.
No.
I don't think God is there.
Not. No, God's not subscribing to your $3.99 a month that you're trying to plug at church.
Like, everyone at church is doing IG lives, like, at church. Like, guys.
Oh, it's so bad.
Now I want to go.
You want to go?
Now I want to go.
You want to go as a social experiment?
I'm in. You just sold it for me. Had I known it was like this, I'd be in.
Social experiment, I'm in.
Okay, thank you for coming.
Of course.
Sorry, it was far. I love you. Go see Matt on tour. You're already going to. It's probably already sold out. He's the best.
We're adding a bunch of dates at the beginning of June.
Yes, and watch his specials on YouTube, mattreif.edu.
That's not the website. Do not go to that one. I think it's a farming company. There we go.